When you think about incorporating person-centeredness into everyday operations, it can feel like an abstract concept. Let's review the basic principles of person-centeredness, which are stated in Minnesota Statutes 245D.07. Person-centered planning and service delivery responds to a person's identified needs, interests, preferences, and desired outcomes. It is our job to make sure that we provide outcome-based services and provide services in a manner that supports the person's preference, daily needs, activities, accomplishments, personal goals, and service outcomes. These services identify and support what is important to and for the person, including their preferences and respects each person's history, dignity, and cultural background. It helps us find a balance between what they need and what they want. Person-centeredness also includes self-determination and providing opportunities to develop and exercise functional and age-appropriate skills, decision-making, choices, personal advocacy, and communication. You may already be approaching services in a person-centered way, yet there is always room for improvement. It affirms the protection of the person's civil and legal rights. All of these principles work together to promote the inclusion and participation of the person's chosen community and enables them to interact with the community in the fullest extent possible and supports the person in developing and maintaining a role as a valued community member. We want to create self-sufficiency as well as develop and maintain social relationships and natural supports while striking a balance between risk and opportunity. These ideas seek for the least restrictive supports or interventions necessary in the most integrated and inclusive settings possible to support the person to engage in activities of the person's own choosing that may otherwise present a risk to the person's health, safety, or rights. You can click on the icon to access the full and complete statute language of Statute 245D.07. It is important to be familiar with the language and requirements of this statute, as it dictates many of the requirements your agency or company should be overseeing.